Thank you so much for joining me on the OFM Business Hour. I'm Olebogeng Motse. Now, the portal for submitting the return of earnings at the Compensation Fund is now open for filing 2021 returns. This evening, to get into this, I am in conversation with Vusi Maluleke. He's Deputy Director responsible for employment assessment at the Compensation Fund. Vusi, what is the Compensation Fund and what is its mandate?
Compensation Fund is the Schedule 3 public entity of the Department of Employment and Labour. And then our mandate is derived from the Constitution under Section 27, Subsection 1, Subsection C, which says all South Africans have a right to their social security. And then Compensation Fund is administered under the CORIDA Act of 130 of 1993, as amended by the CORIDA Act 61, 1997.
Who is an employer and an employee?
An employer is any person, including a state, who employs one or more employees or people. And then an employee is the person who is entered into a work under a contract of service or apprenticeship or learnership with an employer. Either if the contract is expressed or applied orally or in writing, whether it means it's agreed by time or by work done, or in cash or in value kind. So this one includes the casual workers, the directors of the body corporate, a person who is employed by labor brokers, and also it will include the domestic workers and gardeners and the sole owner.
Vusi, who must submit the return of earnings with that differentiation in mind?
The return of earnings for 2021 must be submitted by all such employers with the compensation fund or any person in the country who have one or more employees who are in their workplace or are employed by the company.
How do employers submit the 2021 return of earnings electronically, and what will happen if the return of earnings is not submitted?
The employers, they can submit the ROE, which is the return of earnings, online by going to Department of Labor, Department of Employment and Labor website at www.labor.gov.za. Once they are on the website, they can click on online savings, then click on the ROE online, then click on the user registration if they are first time registering with the Department of Employment and Labor. And then if it is not, they can proceed to the next step, which means that they will click on the employer registration, then inside to click on the ROE submission, and then the employer will be required to submit the annual return of earnings, whereby employer will be getting earnings or salary paid to the employee. From there, they can also, after declaring, submitting, they will receive an invoice which would be forwarded to their email addresses. And then if the employer fails to submit, they will incur a 10% penalty on the submission. And then we encourage all the employers to submit the ROE before the closing date of the 31st of May. And then we also request the employers to comply with the CORIDA Act in terms of when their employees got injured, they will receive the benefit.
Thank you so much, Vusi Maluleke. He is the Deputy Director responsible for employer assessment at the Compensation Fund. For more information on the return of earnings, go to www.labor.gov.za.